Brian said he wants to go to the playoff game. He said he'd rather go to the playoff game than graduation.
Okay.
I said, Harla offered to take the kids.
Rise, Pledge of Allegiance.
Wrong side.
They're wrong side again. Can we move them? Let's pause and move them again so we're proper. Switch.
Oh, actually, that would have been the easy way.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Whoop.
Oh, dear.
She can bring the sand up.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's try this one more time.
All right, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll take a moment of silent reflection. All right, this is just a reminder that this meeting is being video and audio recorded and will appear on the district website. A live stream video in real time can be viewed at townhallstreams.com. Our first item on the agenda is we have about five different folks that are retiring from the district. So we have some gifts and certificates. I think we just have Helene with us today. Okay. So. We're coming in some order. Let me just see. You want to come up? We have a certificate and a little gift for you.
A photo op.
Oh,
a
photo op.
Michael's
there's no one here for a photo op.
That's okay.
That's okay. We just want to thank you. Come around. And then we have cake because we can't have anything without cake. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you want to take a few minutes and have cake? Where'd Carol go? She's probably getting
water. She's dead.
Carol. So we have Kathy Channon after 35 years, Peter Dunbar for 23, Mrs. Wheeler for 31 years, Helene for 9, and Mr. Yelgren for 4. There she is. All right, so let's take a few minutes and thank you guys all for your service. We appreciate it. Let's take a few moments for cake. Really cake. Light's back on. Okay. Looks like the light is back on, so we are recording again. So we're going to continue on as people enjoy their cake. Can we move on? Do we have any correspondence this evening?
We do not.
Okay. Student report. And welcome.
This is Amos Eck.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
I don't have anything super important to report. The Memorial Day Assembly that we had about a week ago, it was pretty successful. I think our guest speaker, Mr. Hofstetter, had made a very good impression on the students. I think they liked him. Student Voice has been having some trouble finding people to be class officers, especially for the upcoming freshmen, but in general, we're having trouble finding people to fill certain roles. Nothing further.
Okay.
Good. Could I mention something here?
Yes, sure.
Get dressed.
Yes.
Just congratulations to Ben Ketter, who in Division III finished first in the 100 meters, first in the long jump.
Yep.
And second in the triple jump, I guess.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that was at Division III. Didn't quite do so well at the All-State, but he was, I believe, the only one that placed in the top three at the Division III. So congratulations, Ken.
Yes.
Ben.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All right. Public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with the board. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to comments made. Do we have any public comment at the moment? Yes.
We're now in this final month where traditionally, the board goes and splurges spending surplus monies instead of returning it. I urge you to make this year a new tradition of returning all that surplus money to the people who own it.
Any other public comment? Okay, any response from the board for public comment? All right, moving right along. Board discussion items. Number one on the item to discuss is the live stream video recording of board meetings. So, Carol, keep me honest. We need to finalize. We're still in our trial period, or we're out of our trial period.
Neil's here.
Neil can speak to this. Neil, can you keep me honest? What's the scoop?
So we are still in our trial period.
Okay.
For the simple fact that this is actually the first one that everything has worked.
Okay.
So yeah, that's where that's at.
Okay.
If this is successful, then we'll call it good, and then the decision is, do we continue with it or not?
Okay.
When do we need to make that decision by?
Probably sooner rather than later.
Okay.
We would probably like to get paid if we're gonna.
So next meeting, can we use this recording and review it and make sure it was successful?
Sure.
And at next meeting, as a board, determine we're going to proceed? Is that fair enough?
So we could watch ourselves right now on our cell phones if we really wanted to. Carol showing me.
I don't want to.
Looks like there's about a 5 or 10 second delay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's no take backs.
Right.
Okay.
Can't rewind and play it over again or record over again.
Okay. So are you guys okay with us kind of moving this to next week? I mean, next meeting? Mm-hmm. Does that work? Okay. Moving on, policy committee update. Chris, can you go over the new, we got four policies to review this week?
We have a few of them. The first one, EHAB, data governance and security. It's just in the first reading, so we've got a couple more times to look at this, so we don't have to digest it all tonight. But it's essentially just kind of pulling everything together. So the state's way of making sure that we are governing, privacy and security as the way they want it. So they've kind of grouped, definitions and who the information security officer is and who can see certain information, who can't. There is an attachment, which is kind of an addendum that Neil provided for us, which has definitions and additional information that kind of explains why the policy is the way it is. But essentially, it's just kind of pulling together basically the governance of how to run our systems here in the district. And complying with the law, that's the important thing. I don't know if anyone has any questions on that one.
So the frequently asked questions goes with that policy, correct?
Yeah, frequently asked questions, and there was another one that was like a definition.
The definitions was before. I just want to make sure that that's the entire policy.
You'll see at the end, I mean, it's all kind of pretty much tied to RSA 189.
Are we putting the frequently asked questions attached to the policy, or are we just here for review, for us as a board?
We attached it to the board, so the board
has
that information. I don't think there's a need to put it in the policy maybe.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. I mean, it is legal. I mean, someone can always go look for it if they need to.
Question on EHAB.
Yep.
Page 4, the first paragraph at the end says, in addition, the district reserves the right to seek all other legal remedies, including criminal and civil action, and seeking discipline of an employee's teaching certificate.
Mm-hmm.
When you say district, are you talking superintendent, school board?
Oh, when you're, okay, yep.
Yeah, I believe earlier, too, I'll defer to the superintendent, to Neil, but it's the superintendent, as the technology director, superintendent, board doesn't meet.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it could eventually come to us, but, we would be first.
Should that say, in addition, the district through the superintendent?
Was that the second paragraph in J?
First paragraph, last sentence.
So I guess in the context of what do we mean when the context of district? So are we talking the superintendent, the board, we might want to think about adding a definition of what we're talking about for district.
I thought that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not under the definition section, so unless it's called out something.
No, but I thought it was...
I know we talk about the ISO, designate an alternative ISO.
Superintendent may designate an alternative.
This is district, it usually means school board, isn't it?
No, the district can appoint a designee to be the person that does that. I think that it's actually covered on the first page in section B.
Yeah.
The director of technology is hereby designated as the ISO, district ISO, and reports directly to the superintendent or designee. So I think that kind of lays out the, you know, the footing for it, that, you know, should we have, you're in particular referring to a lot of times the, the person that we're upset with may be a vendor, it may be an employee, but typically the any action would be initiated by the superintendent on behalf of the district.
And we took it one step further. That last sentence, the superintendent may designate an alternative ISO, but we'll assume the responsibilities of the ISO when the ISO is not available. So we've got both, you know, both things covered there, primary and backup.
And we also have discipline consequences for employees is in the collective bargaining agreement, I believe. Carol? Yeah.
So in this specific sentence, I think to answer Paul's question, in this specific sentence, when we say district, we're talking as a superintendent.
That's correct.
Okay.
I would act on behalf of the district, which I think is what we're saying in section B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we put that in there, in addition to superintendent acting for the district, just so we know, everybody knows?
I think if you read through section B, it's pretty clear, because it's actually, you know, it's the director of technology is hereby designated as the district's informational security officer and reports directly to the superintendent or designee. And then when it continues, the superintendent can also then name a backup to that person if that person's unavailable.
Well, I think it might make sense to think about the definition of district in context and move that to the definition section. Because, like, you guys are calling out the ISO in section B, but if you're scanning this and looking at it, you're not seeing that in the definition, which is potentially raising questions like Paul's asking.
Right.
So, and there's the potential for the district to be used in different contexts in different parts of the policy. So it might be worth looking at that again.
I'd like to spell it out, because usually when you say district, you think school board. You're going outside the district or something.
So it might make sense to go look at it from a different purview when we look at it again as the policy committee, or even as the board the second reading, to just look at it, read it through completely with what is the definition of district throughout the document. It varies throughout the entire document, so it might make sense to either clarify and clean up the points or add it as a definition.
Because the last paragraph, it says superintendent or designee.
Yeah.
And I would think it should be consistent.
Maybe add some kind of definition in the first paragraph.
Right.
To define district. To like
yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
Do we want to let that go this time and bring, during the second meeting, maybe we can suggest an amendment and then let that kind of, we'll think about that between the second meeting and the time that we sign off on it. Does that hurt, unless you have a suggestion now?
I think while it's clear in everybody's head procedurally, if you want to add it.
I would do it now.
You know,
just add it as a definition.
I'm not sure how you want to word it exactly, but you know, I mean, you kind of, under the definitions, do you want to clarify what the district is in the Hillsborough-Dering School District policy? Because it's kind of redundant.
Mm-hmm.
The superintendent is the designee for the district in making sure the policies are followed, but if we make everybody feel better, there's no harm in adding a sentence like that.
Or changing where Paul's question is, changing district to superintendent. You could do it either way and make it more straightforward.
I'd like to make it consistent, so superintendent or designee in addition.
That might just be easier. You're avoiding a definition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you do that? Can
sure.
You? Okay.
Okay.
So again, it's just in the end, we're going to change.
Yep.
District to superintendent.
Yep. Or designee, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, same as the last paragraph.
Yep. Any other, that's a good one. Any other questions, comments?
Good on this one, or does it move on? Or? Okay, so next one, we've got kind of a family of policies, EHAA. And this one is actually just, it's a revision. So it's computer security, email, and internet communications. And again, it's just the policy end of it, not necessarily the procedural part. And then everyone had read through that and had a chance to, have any questions. I think the only thing that we had clarified was down number 10. Well, other than that, we left it the way they presented it in the sample policy.
My only question was about, was regarding where it was changed. Mm-hmm. Just whether that was the way it is or if it's just barring unauthorization by administration. Is administration having to give authorization or is it just they aren't?
And I think that's what we were trying to clean up a little bit. So I mean, I think we're open to if you have another way of wording that. But you know, personal devices can be used on the system subject to authorization by the administration. So basically, as long as they're not authorized.
If you want me to,
yeah.
I think the discussion, if my memory serves me right, when that we were talking about. Johnny gets a new computer at Christmas time, and it's able to do all these wonderful things. And they bring it in, and they log on to our system, and now they're in our system. With viruses, without viruses, if we put our hands on the device to, let's say the child says, I'm having trouble with X app, and it doesn't seem to be working. This is a brand new $3,000 computer, and our tech people put their hands on it to get rid of the bug or to reload the app and something happens, are we liable for that? So we need to be able to control what devices come in mm-hmm. and get into our system mm-hmm. is really what we're looking for. We don't want to prevent a kid who has the opportunity to have a really fast machine or one that can do, you know, graphics better than another one, yet we don't want to have this influx of, and in the tech world, Neil, tell me if I'm using this right, we call them rogue computers. Those rogue computers that come in and bring
right,
stuff
okay.
with them sometimes. So that's why we want to have that line there.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else on that one? Again, this is a revision, so we'll vote on that later on in the meeting. And the next one is IJ, Instructional Resources and Instructional Resources Plan. We did make quite a few changes to that one, but again, it was mostly, you know, conforming to policy.
Why did you take the very first sentence out? The board is legally responsible, are we not?
Dr. Crawford, you had a recommendation on that, is that correct?
So the revision to the wording is based on Ed Rule 306.08.
That's right.
And that is the language in the Ed Rule. You don't want to get yourself into a situation where every time a new piece of poetry or scientific article is going to be used in a classroom,
yeah.
the board has to vote to authorize it individually. So following the language in the Ed Rule specifically gives you the oversight
That's right.
that you need without the micromanagement you don't want.
Exactly. So we're following the language that was put in the Ed Rule.
It's still going to come to us. I mean, the policy basically says it's going to come to us every 3 years for periodic review and, you know, not exceeding 5 years. But we'll probably have some kind of presentation even more often than that, you know, for us to ask questions and be aware of what's going on. So it's not, you know, it's the board's role is more of the policy end of it, not
so,
the day-to-day.
So if a parent comes and complains about the curriculum, they shouldn't be coming to the school board, right?
That would, mind.
Sure. Yeah, you can go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, typically when a parent is concerned about the curriculum, you know, whether it's evolution in a biology class or whatever,
yeah,
typically the starting point for that is with the teacher.
Right.
And then the teacher would explain why something is or isn't in the particular teaching materials. If they're not satisfied with that, the next chain of command would obviously be the principal or to perhaps go to the curriculum person and eventually the superintendent. And typically the best thing to do to that is you have an alternative lesson of some sort where you don't use whatever the curriculum material is that, that the parent finds objectionable. I don't know if you want to comment more on it, Jen, or if I covered it sufficiently.
We also do have board policy about the parental objection to materials that is separate than this, that outlines the flow of all of that and presents the recourse that's available to parents per the RSA that governs that. The reason for the revision of this policy was because the School Board Association realized that they hadn't updated to account for a revision in Ed Rule 306.08 that required a written plan for curriculum review, material review, be something that is going to needs to exist. So it will exist shortly because the superintendent, you know, if you put the policy into effect, you're directing the superintendent to have and provide that. And then, at a minimum of once every 3 years, we'll tell you about it.
Okay. I guess I'm thinking a parent goes to the teacher, they go to the principal, they go to the superintendent, and they're not happy. So it used to be they'd come to school board, and then they could also go to arbitration or something.
Yes.
If it was that serious. But now they could go right from the principal to arbitration, is the way I read it.
The parental right to object to educational materials is governed by a separate policy. And that, I apologize, I don't have the policy book with me right now, but you approved that, I believe, less than a full calendar year ago, wasn't it, Carol? It was about this time last year that you approved.
So it sounds like your concern might be covered in that other policy?
That clearly delineates all of the steps that can be taken and the recourse and make sure that parents understand what Superintendent Hassett was talking about with the alternative lessons being something that we make readily available.
This policy is pertaining more to the plan.
Yes.
Actually, exclusively the plan.
But it seems like the two policies should be compatible.
They are.
Either the board's responsible or we're not.
Well, Paul, I think the best thing to do would probably bring the other policy to the next school board meeting, and then we can take a look at them together side by side and see if it... Well, perhaps we would, but I think this is a policy that's reflecting Ed rules, so I think that we don't want to deal with this one adjusting to the Ed rules and then find now we have to change a different one. So I think it would be better if both of them were in front of us and
so
we had
we
an
that?
Open slate.
So why don't we do that for next time?
Okay.
We'll bring that other policy, whatever that might be, and we'll just take a peek at them. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one then too, we'll bring that one back. DAF, which is the administration of federal grant funds that we've been looking at
the last
couple of meetings, so it's final approval tonight.
Yep.
I don't know if we have any questions on that.
So we need to sign off on that one today too. We've looked at this. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is the one
we have to sign
where
off.
The commissioner added an additional step to the process of guaranteeing, assuring the federal government that all the processes are going to be followed in how we manage and spend the federal funds. And the big change is that they want the board chair to initial these assurances as well. Prior to that, the onus was on the superintendent solely. And I think, I can't speak for the commissioner, but I think that his feeling was that he wanted the boards to be more involved in what actually takes place. When we talk about grants, a lot of us just think, well, that's not money from my real estate tax. It's money from that we somebody paid in taxes somewhere, but it's not coming directly out of the Hillsborough Deering, you know, property tax. So we tend to think, oh, well, that's money from heaven. But it's really, we do sign our lives away, saying we'll follow all of the rules, as you can tell from the, how many pages, Patty? 26 pages or something?
16 pages
of signatures. So, and they want you to sign each page, not just the end of it that you read all 16 pages. They want you to sign each page.
So just the chair goes to jail.
That's right.
She'll be in the room next door to me, I think.
That's not a policy that was being reviewed. That's separate.
That's just the assurances, and you have to.
But we've seen this before.
The administration of federal grant funds was part of the assurances, though.
Correct.
Yes.
So that's why we were looking at DAF.
Correct.
Because of the assurances.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we haven't signed. I haven't signed off on it until we blessed the final reading of the policy.
Because we had to go through that process.
Yep. Are we okay with all that? You guys are all okay if I go to jail, right?
We don't have to sign it. We're fine with it.
You don't care. Okay. All right. Okay, moving on. You guys will be my pen pals, right, though? summer board retreat. So I just wanted to circle back on the board retreat items. So we have a shortened time frame than we have in the past. We've got 6:30 to 9. So looking at the topics that we wanted to cover, we had, I think, 6 or 7. I tried to lump them together and wanted to look at it more from a team building perspective. So I want to divide out, because I don't want it to just be me driving this. I want this to be a quote unquote board retreat. So community relations, board goal setting, self-assessment / lessons learned, and team building. I'd like each one of us or tag team partner together to take a topic and drive that piece of it. Herla, I know you were kind of working and spearheading the community relations piece. I didn't know if you were comfortable doing that or if anybody else had a strong feeling to do that. So that leaves goal setting, team building, and, you know, a self-assessment piece or a lessons learned activity. Does anybody have strong feelings on putting together or leading the discussion around any of those topics?
Which one involves academics the most?
They're all going to get to academics.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to end up there, but I think we have to do some cohesive activities first before we can drive to that. The other thing that I want to do is also look at what we'd like to see coming from the district, presentations, content. What do we want to hear more from Bob, the administrators, going into next academic school year? So we can look at that. I think Bob and I have had a conversation about having presentations at least once a month, if not every single meeting, to look at academics and what's happening in each of the buildings. So I think we can work on some of that as well and drive that and carry that over into the next academic school year, which will help us to get a better understanding on the academic side of things.
What was the last topic, Catherine?
It was 5, right? Self-assessment / lessons learned.
Oh, there's really 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I mean, lessons learned and self-assessment kind of go together.
Self-assessment could almost be some pre-work that we bring in to it. And I think there was a document from last year that we might have used.
We might.
If not, I mean, I can look around. I'm willing to look and try to find one that we can send out.
Okay.
And we can carry that into, you know, starting off the meeting.
So you're on that, Chris?
Do you want to work on that one?
Okay. So I'm thinking, you know, if we get that out a couple weeks ahead so that we can put some, it's our homework assignment to bring.
Yep. Because my concern is I want to make sure, so with a shortened time frame, I want to make sure that we're as productive as we can possibly be. So we've got goal setting and some sort of a team building activity. I think Rick should do the team building activity. I think it was his suggestion. I'm just kidding.
I suggested it, but you guys can say, no, we don't want to do it.
I can work on the team building dialogue. The other thing that I also spoke to Bob about was making it a more of a board dialogue. So I have actually asked Bob and Patty not to attend, to have it be more of a board dialogue and discussion. Still open, but still more of us driving the conversations, less having it be like a formal meeting. Is everybody comfortable?
She's never seen Patty and I dance a jig.
They are very pleased. But I think based on the topics of conversation, I also don't think that there's a strong need at this juncture for them to attend. I think that we could drive those conversations ourselves. Agreed? Do you guys want to do goal setting? If I do team building?
Paul can. I want to hear Paul.
No. Then you get to do team building with me.
No. I am so busy with work. I just
join the club.
I don't mind helping you with team building too. Unless Rich really wants to do it.
We'll figure it out. Okay. All right. So that's really what I wanted to just kind of divvy up the topics of conversation, so that there's goal setting. You have to just dialogue, and you can be the scribe. You can handle it.
And what I'll do too, but when we do the self-assessment, when we send that out with pre-work, we can put goal setting in that, so we'll have some of that in front to begin with. So then it's more, as Catherine said, the describing and leading the discussion.
Okay.
We'll make it easy for you.
Does that work? Okay. Anything else on the summer retreat that you guys want to discuss at this juncture? All right, moving on.
Food?
Oh, yeah. What?
More importantly, location.
Oh, location. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. We'll talk about food and location next time. Is that fair enough? All right. Anything else on board summer retreat? Okay, superintendent's report.
Okay, in your packet, you have the appointments, leaves, and resignations. We do have an appointee here tonight, Kate Griffin, who's changing from our special ed program to math specialist. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
If there's no questions on that, and then I will move on to the business administrator's report and the audit update.
So the audit update is that I did not have it for your packet. I will have it for your packet for the next one, next board meeting.
Okay.
I do have a budget transfer request again that it came to light on Friday.
Yeah.
I did email it out to you all on Friday, as well as providing a copy of it for your packet.
Okay.
It's a tuition item, and my sense of urgency with this, I'll be honest, is that the individual that will help set up the requisition today is Friday, so I would really like this to be approved tonight. We are moving monies from special ed to regular ed because we have the funds available. They're from one tuition line to another. Both tuition lines are in the high school section. I don't know if you have any additional questions about that.
I don't think so. Looks like it.
Oh. Sorry. Is it more straightforward to be moving within section versus general tuition and special ed tuition? And that's just for my, to wrap my mind around it.
I will be honest, it was easier to find it in the tuition lines and staying within the building and within
okay.
the tuition.
Okay.
If I could have moved it from a general education as well, I would have proposed that.
Okay.
But I mean, to do that, it would have been a benefit or a salary or something like that. And so I thought that this was cleaner.
Okay.
Thank you.
Back up a minute to appointments. I had a question.
Yes. Okay. Appointments. Yep.
And again, this. Maybe,
I can hear you. Thank you, Lori. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit too early because I know the school year's not over yet, and we still have time before September. But the appointment of Alexander Conway. Mm-hmm. It looks like it was a general hire of HDES classroom teacher.
That's correct.
Is it too early to sort of see where he's going to be placed yet?
That's filling Peter Dunbar's position.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to make assumptions.
Excellent.
I'm looking pretty good, I guess, as far as some of those holes that were created.
We had our administrative meeting today. And we went over a bunch of things, including the topics for board presentations.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to you I wanted to
yep.
have my administrators take a look at that. But I also distributed things to Carol, creating a very clear document with yellow highlights over the ones that have been filled and haven't been filled.
Okay.
As to the positions that we have left, we interviewed a couple of people last week. I've extended opportunities to people, but we weren't ready to get them on here yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a few. We still have a few positions to fill. So, and it's getting late.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that answer
your question?
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else under your superintendent's report for today?
No.
Okay. Minutes from May 20th, is that what we just received today?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, we need to approve the previous ones, so I think. I don't know if we need that.
Are those in the packet?
Hold on. Those are in the packet.
Okay, so first and foremost, I want to table the May 20th until we have time to review it. Megan, do you have a time frame where you can commit to getting those to us?
No, they're not.
Because I know they've been late the last few, and life happens. But I think it's challenging for us to have them late and actually be able to approve them. So if you can try and get them to us a little earlier, we would appreciate it. Thank you. All right, so
it's 5 days.
5 days?
Yeah.
Is that good? Do you think that's a problem? Okay. All right, where in the packet are these minutes?
No, I don't think they are.
Okay. Did we approve? Hold on. Did we approve minutes from? Hold on. I have last week's packets right here.
We're behind.
I thought we were one behind as well, but maybe not. Although, wait, here. We have minutes from last packet that was from May 6th. Maybe we are up to date. They were the packet from last time, so
yeah,
we are up to date, except for now we're not up to date.
Yeah.
Okay, so is everybody comfortable with...
I just looked at the current minutes that we tabled, and we looked at April 15th, and we looked at May 6th.
Okay. Yeah, all right, so let's table so that we can, because we literally just got these today, so we can review them, and then we'll approve these for the next session. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Public comment. Is there any new public comment at this time? Yes.
Paul, just to reiterate Paul's comment, it is 5 days. That is per RSA 91A. Those minutes are required to be available within 5 days at the school office. It's not something that someone even has to make a request and wait and have, they are to be available in 5 days.
Okay.
And RSA 91A not only allows somebody to sue the school district, but allows somebody to school an individual person who is responsible for that.
That would be the chair?
No,
the minute taker. Oh, sorry.
Or the chair if she doesn't
Sheesh.
Work on it.
It's a tough crowd tonight. All right. Thank you.
Second, the first policy where you talked about the additional things there, you have a number of policies where additional explanatory items or procedures are included in there's like an R or something after the same number. So that one time there were part of a procedure manual. I don't know if you guys still maintain that, but there was a format for including that extra information, and I would suggest you think about that, because it looks to be a complex policy that could probably use the traditional nature. And being that this is, there's only one more meeting, and I did not hear anybody put forth any spending, I'm taking you listen to my first suggestion and are not planning on spending any surplus monies. Otherwise, you would have brought them forward today so that people would have a fair opportunity to investigate and comment on them. And I would appreciate a response from the board on that one. Thank you.
Welcome. Board comment?
Seeing we don't know if we're going to have a surplus or what that surplus is, it's kind of hard to make any decisions on it.
But usually you get that info at this meeting, if not before.
Yeah, we still...
We haven't received that yet.
So if you haven't gotten it, I'm assuming you're not going to be spending it. Thank you.
Okay.
So let me put it this way. Better not.
All right. Action item. I'm sorry. Any other public comment? Okay. Action items, appointments, leaves, and resignations. Is there a motion to approve?
A motion to approve the appointments, leaves, and resignations.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion passes 5-0-0. Policies, so.
First
reading of EHAB. All those in favor? Or is there any discussion? I'm sorry. Yes, we have to amend that first one.
Yeah, so let's see.
So the first one or the second one? What's the first one?
EHAB is the one that we amended.
Yes, the first one. So anyone want to make a motion to amend that policy?
Yeah, just I can put the motion together. I'm just looking at the wording. It's under Section J.
Last sentence, Section J. Remove district to superintendent or designee.
Got it. Yeah.
Yep. So is there a motion?
That's. I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? 5-0-0. Policy EHAA. Is there a motion on the table for that?
We made a motion to amend the minutes. Amend the policy, but now
we have to amend the policy.
We made a change to the policy, but we have not approved the policy yet.
Okay.
So we need a motion
to approve
the policy as amended.
We need to make a motion to approve the policy as amended. Thank you.
The first reading of the policy.
Yes, first reading.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Unless you want to make the motion, Rich?
Sure.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0-0. Thank you for keeping me honest.
Thank you.
EHAA.
Make a motion to accept the revision to computer security, email, and internet communications.
Is there a second?
Change.
There's no changes to that one. Is there a second for that one?
Second.
All those in favor of EHAA?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstained? 5-0-0. Is there a motion for IJ Instructional Resources and Instructional Resource Plan revision?
Motion to accept the revision to IJ Instructional Resources and Instructional Resources Plan.
That's the one we're gonna.
Motion to table.
Motion to table.
Yes.
Is there a second? Okay. Table. All those in favor of tabling?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? All right. DAF Administration of Federal Grant Funds Final Approval.
Motion to approve the DAF Administration of Federal Grant Funds.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstained? Okay, that one passes 5-0-0. We do DOE Fiscal Year 2020 General Assurances.
Motion. Oh, sorry, Rich.
Did you just motion that one, Rich?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sorry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay. 500. We do have a non-public.
We've got a budget transfer, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a budget transfer. I'm sorry. Thank you. Is there a motion for the budget transfer to cover the cost of out-of-district placement of a non-identified student?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Do we want to put the amount in, or as printed?
Or as printed?
Yeah. This is proof of what we're voting on?
Yes. So is there a motion to cover the cost of the out-of-district placement of a non-identified student of $14,767.39?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? All right, motion passes 5-0. All right, so like I was saying, we do need to have a non-public. RSA, which one is it? A or C?
It's compensation, so it'll be A.
A. RSA, yep. A, we need to do a roll.
Rich Pelletier.
Don't we need a motion in a second that we do the roll?
Shush. Yes, we need a motion to go into them. I'm tired. It's been a long day.
I'll make the motion to go enter into the
yes. Thank you.
91-A32A.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Now that's when we do the roll.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Roll call, please.
It's
a roll call.
Rich Pelletier.
Yes.
Chris Bobber.
Yes.
Catherine Begin.
Yes.
Paul Potter.
Yes.
Carla Iadonisi.
Yes. Motion to have the superintendent
seal
the minutes first?
Yeah.
Motion to seal the minutes?
Yep. So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstained? Motion to have.
We just sealed the minutes.
We sealed the minutes.
Yeah.
Motion to do that in public.
Oh.
It's on, and it was recorded too.
We did do it in public.
I was trying to get them in.
They just didn't move fast enough.
So we just had a motion, sealed the minutes. We sealed the minutes.
Motion for superintendent to act on what
yes.
we discussed in
correct.
The public.
Is there a second?
No. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained?
Important games on tonight.
Yes. Takes 3 minutes.
It would be nice to have a discussion amongst the board members as to when that meeting is with the administration so we can all be on the same page.
Okay.
That was coming up. Do you want to have that now, or I don't know if that was later on?
We can. It's board discussion. We can discuss it.
Yeah, we met today in the record.
Well, no, not that.
No, just the date.
Right.
The date.
We were going to see if June 3rd was appropriate. That all the board members could make before the board meeting. And if we need a second one, our attorney was recommending not waiting until the next board meeting, which is the 20th, I think.
Well, normally we have a meeting outside of a regular board meeting. We meet in the evening just because people work. It's hard. I know you work. I work. So it's hard for us to get here during the day. So I would suggest that we pick a night that's not a board meeting, so that we can take the time to discuss this.
Yep.
Just that's what we've done in the past.
So.